Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Jeff.
My name is Emily.
Today's article is titled, Gender Reveal Parties Under Fire. So today we're going to be talking about something called a gender reveal party. You may or may not have heard of this before. It's a relatively new type of party that expectant parents throw in order to reveal to their guests the gender of their unborn children. Right? And so, as far as this concept of knowing, you know, what gender your baby is going to be, either male or female, it's kind of a new thing, I guess. It's come with technology that I guess was developed probably back in, I would imagine, the 20th century. So this is not something that goes back very far. And even then, if parents decided, and it's usually just an option that they have, if they decide they want to know the gender of their children before they're born, you know, there's ways of communicating that to people, right, to friends and family. The easiest way is just you tell them. You say, hey, we figured out it's going to be a boy, it's going to be a girl. With social media, you can just make a little Facebook post, right, or you can send, I don't know, postcards to people. However people communicate with each other about stuff like this. But recently, just in the last, I would say, about 10 years, it's been sort of a custom, at least in the United States, for people to throw parties where there's some dramatic moment at which point the guests are made aware of the gender of the child or the children. And it's kind of become this, almost like a competition to see who can outdo each other, you know, about just trying to put on a more elaborate display. So a very, very, very simple way of announcing the gender of your child, like at a party in that sort of social setting, would be like you just get, like, you bake a cake or something, right? And the cake is, so blue is associated with boys, pink is associated with girls. You put some blue food coloring or some, like, pink food coloring into the cake itself. Cover it up with some icing, you know, just some white icing or some chocolate icing. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And then you slice into it, and then everybody can see the color, and that signals the gender of the child. So that's like a simple way of doing it that kind of makes sense, pretty sensible, very simple, and fun, I think. I think gender reveal parties give people the opportunity to be creative in terms of, you know, it's a big deal to a lot of parents and a lot of friends and family as well. So you want to make it as special and as memorable as possible, this reveal celebration. And so over the last 10 years or so, occasionally you'll read in the news or you'll find something on social media, like I'm sure there's by now thousands of YouTube videos of these parents doing these really elaborate stunts that somehow reveal the gender of their children. And over the last just few years, they've gotten to the point where they're just kind of dangerous. It's you wouldn't expect a gender reveal to be a dangerous thing. It's pretty simple, right? But a lot of these ceremonies involve these stunts that have like explosives involved. You know, there's these little, like, explosive or semi-explosive materials that create this big plume of smoke or something like that. And it's gotten to the point where it's just really elaborate, or it involves pyrotechnics and things that can be dangerous, especially for people who are not trained to handle these types of materials. And so I've personally looked on the news, and lots of times it's just kind of funny. You know, it's hilarious. People, like, blow the doors off their garages or something like that. But sometimes it's just dangerous. People have been killed even at this point, or people have been seriously injured because of these gender reveal stunts that they're performing in front of their friends and families. And also, to connect it to some recent current events, some of the California wildfires that happened earlier this year, apparently they were traced back to some botched gender reveal celebrations that resulted in fires that eventually became very large and out of control. And we read all about these California wildfires, so it's kind of funny, not funny, but it's sort of surprising that some of these fires have been blamed because of these gender reveal parties. And so, you know, it just seems like kind of a senseless risk to take, just to do something so simple. You know, it's just a nice little personal thing that you do with your family and friends. You shouldn't be setting people's houses on fire. So anyway, what do you know about gender reveal parties? Have you been to one, or have you heard any criticisms about them? Because there's been a lot of discussion about this lately.
Yeah, I've never been to one before, but I have seen pictures on Facebook or Instagram. You know, generally from the people that I know, it's just the simple things like you said, a cake that is either pink or blue on the inside. But yeah, I have heard of the recent criticisms over the past couple of years where these gender reveal parties have just gone way out of control, you know, leading up to the fire in California this year that started because of one. Yeah, I think that there's some pretty sound criticisms, because of course it's exciting to share, you know, that you're having a baby and what gender that baby will be. But, you know, people shouldn't be getting hurt because of these reveals. People shouldn't die. People shouldn't have their homes burned down. So I think it's all about kind of balance, right? Like, you don't need to go super crazy. And maybe because there's been all this negative media attention, maybe people will be a little more low-key about it. They won't be setting off fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll talk about, like, how people have said that these events should be stopped. And I think that's a little dramatic. I don't see anything wrong with a gender reveal party. It's just be sensible about it. I can think of, like, sillier things to have a party about. You know, there's... First of all, you don't need an excuse to have a party to begin with, so who cares? But you shouldn't be putting people's lives at risk. Why do you think it is that gender reveal parties have become so dangerous? And I don't think, for the most part, they're dangerous. It's just maybe just a few cases, but they have appeared in the news. But why do you think it is? It just seems kind of random.
I mean,
what's the connection between explosives and gender reveals?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange case. I mean, obviously, I think social media plays a big role. Like, this thing has become trendy over the years, and so people see other people doing it, and they think, oh, I want to do that, but, like, I want to make mine a little cooler, I want to make mine a little better, and they just keep one-upping themselves. But I think it probably does take a specific type of couple or a specific type of personality to be doing these really, really kind of big-scale ones. Like, I think for the most part, people are probably just doing, like, releasing some balloons or cutting open a cake to share with their family and friends, you know, what the gender will be. But yeah, I don't know how it's escalated into this dangerous thing.
I think it might just be what you said, just the social media thing. It's just these reveal parties have gathered this type of reputation where if you get invited to one, you have a certain expectation, right?
You
want to be surprised, not just odd. Surprised, but shocked. Yeah. You know, and so if you have just a boring reveal party, everybody's going to go home thinking, what was this for? You could have just sent me a text message. But yeah, social media, it's become this trend, and everything just kind of gets out of control after a while. Anyway, we'll talk all about it in the article, Gender Reveal Parties Under Fire. We're going to go ahead and start reading right now.